We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, it's Styles and Roman on US 99. So on Monday nights, I play softball with a bunch of my high school buddies, and last Monday we won. Last night, not so much. We actually didn't just lose, we got slaughtered.
Slaughtered? What was the score?
I can't even count that high. It was a slaughter roll. We played.
They were just a little bit better than you guys?
They were hitting home runs. Like we don't even know what a home run looks like. Anyways.
Were you playing the Cubs last night?
Not right now. But anyways, so here's the deal. But the worst part of my night wasn't getting slaughtered on our softball team. It was Route and Elgin, and the mosquitoes were out and about. I mean, they were just so. It rained yesterday, too. So it was
even worse.
It was raining during the game a little bit, like a little sprinkle. And the mosquito, I mean, honestly, I come here looking. I have bumps all over my arm, my neck. I mean, they were just out for blood last night.
A week ago, my stepson Nate plays football. He was playing out at Buffalo Grove High School, and the mosquitoes out in Buffalo Grove, ferocious. They don't care either. There's no chill in a mosquito's mind. It just bites everything.
I don't think it's like out in Buffalo Grove or out in Elgin. I think everywhere in the Chicagoland area, those mosquitoes have been crazy. But 312-946-4995. We want some like tricks and remedies. I know there's like a certain lotion that one of my friends told me about that you put. It's like a baby lotion that from Johnson & Johnson. It's like not meant for mosquito repellent, but apparently it works flawlessly. I've heard about that, but it's sold out everywhere. You can't get it. But also, back in the day when we were kids, how did we get rid of those mosquito bites? Because they're out. They're out and about.
So call us up right now. What are your thoughts, ideas? 312-946-4995. We got off from Melrose Park. Alexa, joining the show this morning. God, those mosquitoes, insane.
Yes, they have.
Alexa, how crazy have the mosquitoes been in Chicago?
They've been wicked crazy.
Wait, your voice sounds different than my Alexa at home. What's going on here?
Well, you know, it's a little malfunctioning. You know that one commercial? They threw me in real quick.
All right. So what did you do back in the day to get rid of your mosquito bites?
So when I was smaller, my parents taught me to like press in like a cross on my mosquito bites to like make all the itching go away.
You know, I feel like we have the same parents, Alexa, because my parents told me the same thing. We used to put dry soap and then the cross and boom, mosquito bite gone.
Yeah, I don't feel like it works as well as I was younger, but maybe mosquitoes are just more ferocious. They've learned our tactics.
Yeah, I feel like they're on steroids now.
He's giving
Sugarland, they are going to be there along with Brothers Osborne, Cole Swindell, Luke Combs, Dierks Bentley, and Jake Owen. We're talking about our radio.com Stars and Strings, 8:15 this morning. We're about 12 minutes away. We got another pair of tickets for you.
Well, last night at my softball game out in Elgin, I got eaten alive by mosquitoes. It had rained on and off all day and even during the game. And I mean, the mosquitoes, they go for blood, man. They go crazy. And I'm right now, I'm all bitten up. I gotta say, when I was a kid, though, I want to say my mom made me and my sister put calamine lotion all over our mosquito bites, and I don't have any in my house right now, so I was SOL, I guess you could say.
Yeah, we used to take a bar of soap, just a bar dry of soap. I don't even know if people use those anymore. Rub it on the mosquito bite and then a cross over the mosquito bite and then it wouldn't itch anymore.
See, I used to do an X on the mosquito bite, which it didn't cure it. We just like stopped the itching. But 312-946-4995. Good morning, Stephanie from the North Side. What is your remedy?
Okay, so I have this cream. It's called Penitin Cream. And it's really a diaper rash cream from Germany, but it's amazing. It works on everything. I put on mosquito bite.
So what possessed you to put a diaper cream from Germany on your body to even try this theory out?
My grandma had it when we were younger. I've had it my whole life. I'm in my 30s, and I've used it my whole life. You can get it on Amazon. I promise you. It's like the best. I buy it for all my friends.
You know how many people right now are going in their kids' diaper bags, grabbing the diaper cream, and just rubbing it on their bodies?
But you have to get Penitin one.
Yeah, it's got to be from Germany. Those Germans, they know what they're doing.
Exactly.
Well, it was down some street we couldn't even pronounce. We were small.
We got Linda on the show this morning from Palos Park. Melinda, these mosquitoes, gosh, insane.
Yeah, they're even swarming my dog.
Oh, no. So do you have any, like, homemade remedies?
Just rubbing alcohol.
Like a beer?
No.
You just pour a beer on your mosquito bite.
What works better, red or white wine for mosquito bites?
A little bit of Jameson or some vodka. Who knows?
It'll all work.
Don't think. All right, the mosquitoes have been an absolute nightmare for a lot of us throughout the Chicagoland area. But when I was a kid growing up, my parents used to always say when you got a mosquito bite, you go in the house, you'd run in the bathroom, and there'd be the dry bar of soap. This is old school. You'd grab the bar of soap, you'd wipe it on the mosquito bite, and then do a cross, and it was supposed to help the itching go away and the mosquito bite vanish quickly.
I believe when I was a kid, it was calamine lotion in the Roman household, and to this day, I still haven't heard of it since, but back in the day, me and my sister have those puffy cotton balls, and used to dab it on the mosquito bites, and I mean, I don't know if it worked, I was like seven, but we both used to put crosses in our mosquito bites, which I don't think makes them go away.
Jesus would come down and would get rid of the mosquito bites. That's what the cross was all about.
Good morning, Sherry. Give us your mosquito remedy.
First of all, you can use the lavender, downy sheets in your dryer. That helps. The other thing that works wonderfully is Avon Skin Soap.
Avon Skin Soap. Hold on a second. Are you one of those ladies that are selling Avon door to door and you're trying to have us buy them from you?
Nope, not at all. It's the only product I use from Avon.
You drive the pink car that says Avon all over it?
Nope.
Come on, don't lie. Is that you?
I swear, I drive a silver car.
All right. You're dead.
Unforgettable. Mosquitoes crazy throughout the Chicagoland area. Good morning, it's Chicago's hottest country, US 99. But I feel like we're definitely helping out people, man. So many remedies, so many awesome US 99 listeners calling in. I never even thought about half of these.
Yeah, mosquitoes are out and about. Last night at my softball game, not only did we lose by slaughter rule, we lost in mosquitoes because the mosquitoes were out. I am so bitten up, and I mean, I thought there was nothing you could do about it until this morning. Now I'm finding out dryer sheets and...
Hey, you can just blame the mosquitoes on your softball game last night. We were going to win, but there were so many mosquitoes biting us.
I would do that, but there's two teams playing, and the other team that beat us didn't have a problem, apparently.
No, when you're winning, the mosquitoes don't bite you.
When you're
a winner, the mosquitoes just stay away.
All right, so good morning, Regina from Johnsburg. Give us your remedies.
I treat them afterwards by putting dried plantain leaves in olive oil. I let it soak, and then we just have jars of that sitting around everywhere. We live in a lake in the summer, and you dab it on your mosquito bites, and bam, they're gone.
What happens if you get one in the middle of your forehead? Do you have to put one of those plantain leaves just on your forehead?
Yeah, my son does that. He's 12. He looks ridiculous.
Debbie from Wheaton, good morning. Give us your mosquito home remedy.
The thing that I used to use on the kids is Skin So Soft from Avon. Works great to stop the itching.
That is the second person that has called and said Avon Skin So Soft. Now, we'll ask you, are you selling Avon, one of those ladies that are going door to door?
No, absolutely not. I don't sell it.
If you guys go to Avon.com right now, and if you buy four bottles of Skin So Soft, we'll give you two for free.
It wasn't the Avon.com. I don't think the internet was people going door to door.
If you call 1-800-4-Avon right now, we'll send you four bottles for free, plus shipping and handling.
She's not finding that very funny, actually.
Debbie, did you hang up on us? She hates us. When you go home,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.